Full Court Press on Vision View Sports Radio with me, Quinton Denison, and we're heading into a segment that I think has had a lot of intrigue for the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. But South African basketball never not in the spotlight, especially if you're part of the basketball community. But because of the Basketball Africa League, one feels that we have now seen even more of a spotlight thrown in the administration. And there are people in the firing line. And we're not even sure if the administration understands what the job is at hand. But that I am grateful because with me, I have the National Tournament Director of Basketball South Africa and in the administration. And he's going to help me make sense of everything that we see going on. Mr. Gareth Jason, thank you for joining me here today.
Thanks, Q.
I know it's a rousing introduction, but I mean, we've been involved in various levels of the game, various levels of administration, even coaching and playing. National Club Championships. What does that mean, and what does that mean to the administration?
So, Q, I think it means different things to different people. Okay, we get to the point where people expect National Club Champs to be a professional thing. Other people expect National Club Champs to be a non-professional thing. Other people expect it to be a weekend run in the park. And everybody's got different expectations. But I think where we need to go to is the 2019 AGM of BSA.
Mm-hmm.
And the current form of the National Club Champs, be it men or women, has got its roots at that meeting. And I think what people forget is that meeting made a couple of very fundamental decisions, and everything is rooted in that. So maybe we should just go back to that meeting for a brief bit.
Okay, and let's do that.
And we can understand it. So one of the key things that came out of that meeting was the change in approach that Basketball SA adopted to adopt the club system. Now, what does that mean? And that's the thing I don't think everybody understands all the time. So BSA went along and said, internationally, there is a club system that is in play. And most of the high-performing countries in the world utilize that club system. So the question was, why don't we as BSA utilize that club system? And the roots of what we currently utilize is kind of... you can see it in the junior game as it still stands today, where we've got this district model, and then what's supposed to happen is you select a district team. That district team goes and competes at the provincial level, and then from those district teams you select a provincial team, and then that provincial team goes and competes in the IPTs, interprovincial tournament, and then from those IPT participants you select a national team.
This was a model that was used in probably the late 90s through to about the mid-2000s, and then we saw a little bit of a switch because of the introduction of the Basketball National League. So, again, this can sojourn. We can go off into the Basketball National League versus Basketball is South African administration. But I think because the National Club Champs are happening this weekend, we need to focus in on what that looks like.
No, most definitely. So the change in came along to say that we are not going to follow that model. We're going to follow a club model. So a club will play in district. A club will get promoted from district to province. A club will play at province. And the club will then get promoted from province to play at national level.
So it's also fair to say that this 2019 model was born because of the Basketball Africa League coming into existence, or not really?
Not really. I think it's the model has been thrown around for quite a bit, and it made sense at the time, and I think it still does make sense. And the whole idea is to create strong clubs. And the idea being is that strong clubs drive a strong basketball culture. And you can just look offshore. Look at any of your strong clubs. I mean, we talk about Al Ahly, I think it is in Egypt.
I can also name a couple more. I mean, you can look at Ferroviario, it's a sporting club. You can look at Zamalek, you can look at Al Ahly, you can look at Petro de Luanda. The African sports model, it's a sporting club. It's not, so they don't have a single sport. They utilize multi sports, and then they have a central venue where this club name exists. Okay, so it's a sporting model that promotes development and is highest level it can get across all of the multi-tiered sports, multi-disciplines.
Exactly. And that's the model that was adopted. Now, if you look at the design of the National Club Champs, it works according to that model. So we start off with the districts. The districts will have clubs participating in it, and those clubs actually will then win their district and then get entry into the provincial competition. You win the provincial competition, you get entry into the national competition. Now,
Carry on.
So I want to use an example, which is a simple example. And, you know, people will say, look, you're just plugging one club. But it's a simple example. So Josie Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Josie Nuggets form part of the Johannesburg Basketball Association, and they compete there, and they won. Well, they actually, they came second.
The runners up
in the last league, okay, after Phoenix. And they then gained entry into the provincial tournament. I would have liked for it to be a provincial league, you know, spanning 3 months as opposed to a provincial tournament spanning 1 weekend, which would have given obviously a lot better competition, but unfortunately COVID didn't allow for that. So Josie Nuggets entered the provincial competition and they played and they won the provincial competition. They have now got entry into the next stage of the event, which is the conference stage at national level, and they're playing those conference stages this coming weekend. Should they win that, they go into the top four, which is the final stage, and if they win that, they will be declared the winners of the South African National Club Champs,
so I guess
which has got some implications for them.
Which could, I mean, people are viewing this, or the basketball public view this as Basketball Africa League qualifiers, right? Because the national champion comes from this. Is that a fair assessment? Is that what this
would because,
mean?
No, not really. That's one of the outcomes, okay? If you look at the women's competition, which is exactly the same, that doesn't go to Basketball Africa League,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's got a different outcome. Because the winner of the women's club champs will go off and be entered into a different competition. So while that is one of the outcomes of the men's competition, that is not the sole purpose of the competition.
Okay, fair enough. The controversy and question that always gets asked is what comprises a club? How are the selections made when there are no active leagues in some of the districts?
So, as with all these things, the answer is in the actual documentation that has been issued. So Basketball South Africa issued a comprehensive document to clarify exactly how you as a club can gain entry.
Was this the document released on the 19th of, it was in July or June?
It was in June.
In June, yes.
So it actually specifies all of these questions. And I think, you know, if you go off and you look at this, and you go through the document, you're going to get all the answers that you want. And I think that's sometimes what we as basketball people in this country forget to do, is we forget to go off and look at the documentation.
Fair enough, and to be sure that a large part of the basketball community is aware of these documents, and obviously they'll refer back to it in future, because now you have a standard document and you'll understand what it takes to run a club, whether it's a constitution, whether it's a bank account, and then a couple of other criteria that come off the top of the dome. Cape Town Tigers, people are talking about them. We are all talking about them. I'm going to have a guest on later that's going to be from there, right?
Yes.
How did they qualify for the competition? Because they are taking part in the Cape Town leg. You said they're four conferences, so they're competing in one of those conferences as well.
Correct. So let's go to the actual criteria in the document, and then we can talk about Cape Town Tigers.
Sure.
So in order to be eligible, a club must have the following in place, and I'm reading directly from the document. A valid and operational club constitution, an operational bank account, a senior men's team that participates in the divisional league of the district where the club is resident, a senior team, ladies team that participates in the divisional league of the district where the club is resident, and a junior program with teams that participate in the divisional league of the district where the club is resident, where operational.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the criteria. Right? I mean, it's pretty simple criteria. So I think if you look at it, you can apply this criteria and you can do so quite easily. I then just want to go through to the next step, which says this. A club shall participate in their district leagues. Now, we stop there, right? I mean, simple. Club will participate in their district league. And if you don't, you can't participate in the competition. and shall only be able to compete at the provincial level by winning or being the runner-up of the district league slash tournament. Now, the document does recognize the fact that because of COVID, there hasn't been leagues. So it did give the districts the ability to run a tournament and then to select their teams from that tournament, or their club teams. We call them club teams from that tournament.
Okay. I'm going to – there's so much that we can have in terms of a conversation around even the structure of that. But I think it answers the question at a fundamental level. And let's I think – because we'll keep having circular talks in terms of where we're heading with this. My next question, I suppose, is where does this leave the Basketball National League, and if they want a club? Because everybody is going, these are questions that people ask, and they'll be like, okay, so we have a winner from the Basketball National League last year. What happens to them, and are they allowed to either become a club, or what is the envisioned structure for our professional league?
So our professional league should be participating in the district leagues, okay, as per the decision that came out of the AGM in 2019. And bearing in mind that BNL as a member of...
Special member
of Basketball South Africa were part and parcel of that AGM. So the decisions that came out there were understood and were actually communicated by BNL to their members. That is why you saw, and I'm going to use a specific example here, you saw Egoli Magic, you saw Soweto Panthers look to gain entry into the Joburg Basketball Association League. That's what's happened. Now, you've got Suns who are already playing in the Joburg Basketball Association. And actually, just to be fair, Suns could have qualified for this competition, you know, had they chosen to do so, because of the rules.
Okay.
So, that just gives context. In the same token, I'm going to use a different example, being USA, which was also raised. USA was also part of that discussion. They understood that. And you then have the likes of WITS applying to become members of the JBA and to play in the league. You also then have got VUT that didn't make the cut on the men's side, but made the cut on the women's side. And they participated in the competition, unfortunately losing out to Josie Nuggets in a closely contested game last weekend.
Fair enough. I think, Gareth, for the purposes of time, I think that's perfect. I think we will continue to have this conversation. I'm going to ask you for some more time, I'm sure, further down the line. Once the club champs are done, maybe we can have a further discussion when we head into the Final Four segment of the competition, because I'm sure we'll raise some more questions after this interview.
Awesome. Always happy to come on and give context.
I appreciate your time, and we will continue this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.